let's turn now to another story stemming from the January 6th insurrection. Ryan Kelly, a Republican candidate for governor in Michigan, was arrested today by the FBI. He was then charged with four misdemeanors for his alleged involvement in that attack on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th last year. Kelly was released without bond. Joining us from Lansing is Rick Pluta of the Michigan Public Radio Network. Hey there.
Hi, Mary Louise.
What are the charges specifically against Ryan Kelly?
Well, sure. I mean, what we know is that Mr. Kelly is essentially charged with cajoling and helping demonstrators, really rioters at this point, push past barricades and into the Capitol as the Electoral College was getting ready to certify President Biden's victory. And there are photos and videos that show Ryan Kelly at the Capitol and helping to lead the crowd. And so that is a key part of the government's case. And the judge in the case said today that those four misdemeanors carry a sentence of up to a year.
What's Kelly saying?
Well, his campaign Facebook page did put up a post that says political prisoner. And we should note that he was released without having to post bond, so he is not being held. He did not say anything as he was leaving the courthouse. There were demonstrators there supporting him. Previously, he has said that at that day at the Capitol, he was really just kind of along for the ride. But that didn't seem to hold water when there are these pictures of him pushing past the barricades. The state Republican Party put out a statement saying that this is Democrats weaponizing, that's the word they used, the justice system.
All right, so a little bit of context here. Ryan Kelly is officially on the ballot for Michigan's primary for governor. That's in August. Some other Republicans were removed after being accused of collecting fraudulent ballot qualifying signatures. I guess I'm wondering how all this shapes up for the primary and then eventually for the general election in November.
Yeah, the signature fiasco is its own, you know, separate issue. And actually, analysts say that this could embolden Ryan Kelly, that's in a race that's still crowded. It's got five remaining contenders. So this could be a breakout moment with those five Republicans still in the race. Republicans are all trying to get support of that Trump sector of the party, but it's hard to predict. And, you know, at the same time, Biden Democrats are feeling disenchanted. And so this just adds more to the chaos.
And can we just focus on the timing again? This arrest coming today, as today we have the first hearing from the House Select Committee on January 6th, primetime national TV.
Yeah, you know, we sort of talked about a little bit before that Republicans are capitalizing on that. They're saying, is this really coincidence as, you know, these hearings are getting underway in such a prominent way?
Oh. Lots to keep your eye on there for us. Thank you, Rick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a pleasure.
That is Rick Pluta of the Michigan Public Radio Network. He joined us from Lansing.